For many veterans, the return to civilian life can be stressful, even traumatic. And for veterans with disabilities, the transition can be even harder. For the last 10 years, a unique program in Carbondale has been helping disabled veterans by getting them back in the saddle, literally. Aspen Public Radio's Megan Multani has more.
Morning.
Inside the arena of a large horse barn, rays of mid-morning sunshine stream through twin open sliding doors, and a dozen horses are being tied up and readied for a pre-ride grooming session.
Hard brush and soft brush. And what's
but these are no ordinary horses. They're therapy horses. And their groomers are no ordinary visitors to the barn. They're veterans of the U.S. Armed Military Services. They are here at the Aspen Equestrian Center to participate in a program called Horses for Heroes.
Some of them, you know, it's a pony ride, and they're happy and they go home. And others, it has profoundly changed their life.
That's Pat Horwitz, the executive director of Soper's Therapy Services, located in the Aspen Equestrian Center, just east of Carbondale. The nonprofit organization provides equine-assisted therapy and rehabilitation in a ranch setting to children and adults with various disabilities. And every summer, they partner with Challenge Aspen to provide these services to disabled veterans and their families.
We started working with disabled veterans back in, I think it was 2003, and it was amazing. When you get on a horse, the horse's movement approximates a human gait. And so double amputees would get on a horse and they would get tears in their eyes because they would feel like they were walking again.
Horses for Heroes offers multiple sessions every summer, where for 3 days, veterans and their families come from all over the country to learn how to groom, ride, and connect with the Soper's Therapy horses.
Remember how you hold it here so it doesn't pull her here, and then you won't hurt her. So go ahead.
Volunteer Amita Wells is helping 10-year-old Raiden Villanueva brush out knots in the mane of Bonnet, his brown and white patched mare. Raiden is here with his sister, mother, and father Felix, who served in Iraq with the U.S. Army. Amita says that grooming doesn't just feel good for the horse. It's an essential part of equine therapy.
A lot of the people I know that come and do these programs have fear with horses or, you know, with all kinds of things. And so the grooming process is the most important part of the bonding.
Each veteran spends about an hour using a variety of combs and brushes to coax out dirt, hay, and knots from their horses' coats and manes. After that, they're ready to ride.
Remembers what kind of saddle, which saddle they had, which blankets they had yesterday.
That's Pat Horwitz's daughter, Sydney. She's been working on the ranch since she was 12 years old and is now the program coordinator for Horses for Heroes. She helps each veteran climb into the saddle, feel their feet firmly in the stirrups, and get their hands on the reins. For some of the veterans, like 26-year-old Katie Patterson, getting onto the horse requires a little extra help. A complete paraplegic, Katie rolls her wheelchair up a long ramp and with the aid of a few strong arms gets lifted onto her chestnut-colored steed, Buster. Once everyone has mounted their horses, Sydney leads the group out into the sunshine. They learn how to trot and take turns careening around the large white-gated enclosure.
Feel that movement. Feel that movement coming from your horse up into your spine and into your body.
After riding for more than an hour in the hot sun, the veterans head to the welcome shade of a stand of cottonwoods to tuck into lunch and share their experiences of the morning. Katie Patterson says she got over her initial fear pretty quickly.
I was nervous at first, and when I first got onto my horse, he tried to buck me off because there was too many people around him, so that kind of scared me. But then once I started riding, it was very comfortable.
Katie was a mortician in the Army about 8 years ago. She suffered a traumatic brain injury while in the service, as well as two broken legs after falling two stories. But it was a skateboarding accident in 2007 that broke her spine and made her a paraplegic.
For me, I don't, you know, I can't move my legs, so I don't know how well it's making my legs work, but I think therapy-wise, you know, just being one with a horse, you know, is really exciting. Like, you know, you have to have a really big trust, which I know for me it's really hard to trust people, and so like being able to trust a horse who's could at one point throw me off is scary, but it's also really thrilling too.
Some of the veterans, in addition to experiencing the beneficial effects of bonding with their horses, say they felt real physical changes as well.
Yesterday when we had started going downhill, I've never gone downhill on a horse, and it taught me to sit back. And then when I walked down the ramp after I got off the horse, my body and my brain just clicked in to me sitting back into my heels.
Dana Lisegang was a sailor with the U.S. Navy when she was injured and became paralyzed 21 years ago. For the first 10 years, she was a quadriplegic and had to teach herself how to breathe on her own again. Today, she was riding her horse Scotty in the arena with all the other vets, and she's even started walking again.
I'm currently working on that muscle memory and that memory because I've been injured for so long that I forgot what it feels like to walk. So the horse hat actually helps me remember that.
Lisegang lives in Grand Junction and has never done equine therapy before today. But she says with the progress she has already seen, she'll definitely be back.
I've never been on horses, but Scotty's a dream. I love him. I will be back here. This is a really good place.
For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Megan Multenny.